to understand that this is not something so cheap. To actually come to the platform of existing and living, walking and talking, that I'm not this body, that I'm the eternal soul, is not a cheap thing. Fortunately, we have Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has given us a process by which we can practically and tangibly exist on the spiritual platform. We see in the Bhagavad Gita, Sagunan Samatit Yaitan, Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate, that the liberated state, the transcendental state, which is beyond the influence of the three modes of nature, what did Krishna say? Bhakti yogena yasevate. It is only by bhakti yoga, devotional service. Right now, we are doing one such hearing. This is the beginning of coming off the bodily platform of life. This is the beginning. Hearing about God, hearing about Krishna, the Atma Tattva, the science of the soul. This is the beginning. And if you have actually heard, then it will come out of your mouth. If I listen to the radio and I listen to conditioned souls, then when I talk, that's what's going to come out. If I listen to singers, musicians, then when I'm speaking, that's what's going to come out. But if I listen to Srila Prabhupada, if I listen to Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, it won't be long before that's what's going to come out of my mouth. So everything begins from hearing. Whatever platform I'm on, whatever platform I'm on, if I want to get to the next level, then I have to improve the quality and quantity of my hearing. That's from where it all starts. Just by this one little step, one little baby step, and so much can be affected. So, Lord Chaitanya has taught us that, first of all, we have to come off the designative platform. Prabhupada so much as so mentioned that in the purport. To come off the upadhi, the designative platform, which are temporary. Jadabharat is mentioning that. Prabhupada confirmed it today. That all these material designations and positions, they're temporary. So, sarva upadhi vinirmuktam. First thing, get off these designated platforms. Tat parat vena nirmalam. Now come to the pure platform. The pure platform is Krishna consciousness. The pure platform, as Prabhupada quoted, Chaitanya Charitamrita, ekale Ishwara Krishna arsabhavritya. There's only one master, there's only one Lord, Krishna. Everyone is Krishna's servant. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where it's pointed out, where does this servitorship begin? Balaram. Krishna's first expansion considers himself Krishna's servant. So what does speak of me and you? And we also learn in the Adi Lila from Advaita Acharya, Mahavishnu himself, who is God himself, but he teaches us the position of being Krishna's servant is more enjoyable than being God. And he's God, so he should know. That's why these associates of Lord Chaitanya, some of them are Vishnu Tattva, They are relishing an ecstasy greater than in the position of being God. So it is much more glorious to be the servant of God. But we, conditioned souls, because we are in illusion, bamboozled, we think, I will be happy when I'm the boss. I will be happy when I'm the controller. I will be happy when I can stay awake in class. I will be happy when I am the controller, the enjoyer, and when everyone sees me as their well-wishing friend, imitating God. Then I think I'll be happy. But Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, they're teaching us, no, that is not how you're going to be happy. First of all, I'm trying to be something that I'm not. That's why I once wrote a song, Everybody's in Drag. Pretending to be something that they're not fit to be. And whether you're a brahmachari or a grihastha, if you stay in Krishna consciousness, if you stay in the association of devotees in this movement, you will learn that you're not the enjoyer. That is what's so nice about being in ISKCON. Sooner or later, you'll realize, you know what? I'm not the boss. I'm not the enjoyer. I'm the DOS. I'm the servant. And if I can come to that platform and just accept it, I'm the insignificant servant of Krishna, Hari Bol, then I can be happy. Bhakti Vinod sings that in his song, that as soon as you can accept that you're the eternal servant of Krishna, all miseries go away. Just from that acceptance. So, Sarvapadi Vinir Muktam Tat Parabena Nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. Now, you have the senses, you have your body, you have your mind, you have whatever material positions and possessions or talents you may have. Now, use them in the service of the master of the senses, Krishna. Then you will be happy. That is bhakti. Bhaktir uchite. Whatever you got, this body, your abilities, your senses, money, talent, whatever it is, use it for Krishna. Don't be stingy. Don't be a miser. Use everything for Krishna. And relish the position of being the eternal servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. The first word of today's verse, jivat mrittatvam, the quality of being dead while living. I take it. This is, as a devotee, if you're not preaching, you're dead. But if you're preaching, you're alive. So, if you don't have this, if you don't see yourself as a preacher, then begin. Somehow or other, begin your preaching. I've always said, first preaching is to your own stupid mind. That's the first preaching. Charity begins at home. So sometimes, especially you get up in the morning, the mind is crazy. So you have to preach to your mind. Okay, mind, shut up. Now we're going to hear and chant. Later, you can bring up your suggestions. But for now, we're hearing and chanting. So you tell your mind later. Just like a parent sometimes has to do that. The children are saying, I want this. So the parent says, later. We'll see. We'll see. No parent is just going to give in to everything that child says at every moment. He'll be bankrupt within 1 hour. So the mind is like that. You have to tell the mind, okay. Just like what did Haridas Thakur tell the prostitute? Yes. Let me finish my chanting. Then we can do whatever you like. We can enjoy. But Haridas Thakur's chanting never finished, did it? And when Maya Devi herself came, same agenda. Haridas Thakur, yes, let me finish my chanting. Then we can enjoy. So the mind is like that. We just tell the mind, all right, I have to do my 16 rounds. But the thing is, as in the case of the prostitute, after the 3 days of hearing Haridas Thakur's chanting, and after 3 days of seeing Tulsi and offering obeisances to Tulsi, the prostitute fell down and confessed her sin and wanted to be delivered. So I say, my mind will also be like that. That if I just tell my mind, let me finish my chanting, then after 16 rounds, my mind will say, you know what? Whatever stupid thing I was, let's forget it, but let's do something Krishna conscious. This is the power of chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Niyamena, by the laws of nature. I've been preaching quite a lot on this point with people. I say, if you don't like this phrase, laws of God, okay, use the laws of nature. For me, laws of God and laws of nature are synonymous. Prabhupada even confirmed that these laws of nature, material nature, and she is under the control of Krishna. So it's okay. Laws of nature, laws of God, it's the same thing. Only when we say laws of nature, we know who has put those laws of nature into effect. But whether you're a theist or an atheist, both have to admit that there are laws. And that's why Krishna consciousness is non-sectarian. Because we're dealing with the laws of nature. We're not dealing with Christian, Hindu, Muslim. Again, sectarian, designative. We're dealing with Sanatan Dharma. Sanatan Dharma is not Hindu, Christian, Muslim. Sanatan Dharma means the laws that are universally applicable in all time, places, and circumstances. That's what I am practicing. Sanatan, eternal, no beginning, no middle, no end. This word Sanatan is explained by Srila Prabhupada in his Bhagavad Gita introduction. I highly recommend, if you have not studied Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita introduction, most splendid book. When I composed the Brahman test for this temple, that was the first thing that I selected, as this was going to be in the test. That the student has to know this Bhagavad Gita introduction. And it's so nice, because the very first tapes of Prabhupada, recordings we have of Prabhupada, is that Bhagavad Gita introduction. So nice. The very first thing we have on the tapes, Prabhupada is speaking this Bhagavad Gita introduction, which is a summary of the Bhagavad Gita. So I highly recommend studying that. Every year, I have to read that Bhagavad Gita introduction. Every year I have to read that, because it's very good. It's like you get your car oil changed every so many thousands of miles. So same way, I need to read Bhagavad Gita introduction every year. So the laws of nature equals the laws of God. And they're blind. Yesterday in the high school, Archita Das was saying that when the child touches fire, the child still gets burnt. We would think, oh, this is the little baby. It doesn't know. Too bad. The laws of nature are very stringent, strict. We cannot say, oh, I am Christian, therefore the fire doesn't burn me. Sorry. The fire burns the Christian, it burns the Muslim, it burns the Hindu. This is what we're talking about. Universal principles. Adi Antavat, everything material has a beginning and an end. This is also taught in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. The definition, Krishna's definition of material and spiritual. Krishna says, that which has permanent existence is spiritual. That which has temporary existence, that's material. We all see it every day in the mirror. Another gray hair, another wrinkle, another tooth lost. This material body is a temporary manifestation of Krishna's material energy. But the person who is experiencing the 5-year-old body, 16-year-old body, 40-year-old body, 60-year-old body, the person who is experiencing that hasn't changed. I still remember sitting on the front steps of my house, 5 years old. There was, it used to be a picture, I don't know where it is now, of me sitting on those steps. I remember that. I still remember that. And I also remember, I don't know if it was that day, but at that time, I remember somehow or other I was thinking, God is in my heart. That's not taught. I wasn't taught that in Baltimore Catechism in Our Lady of Loreto School. I wasn't taught that. But somehow or other I knew that. Then when I came to Prabhupada's books, Prabhupada said, yes, Krishna is in your heart. Spiritual master confirms. So that which has temporary existence, material. That which has eternal existence, that's spiritual. Vikratasya, of things that are transformed, such as the body. So we're all experiencing that transformation on a daily basis. We're experiencing that. Swaswamya bhava, the condition of servanthood and mastership. So Lord Chaitanya clarifies, when Sanatana Goswami asked, who am I? Why am I suffering? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately said, Jivera Sarupahai Krishnara Nityadas. You are the eternal servant of Krishna. And then right after that, he said, just like a pencil ray of sunlight emanating from the sun. Kirana. We were preaching yesterday in a high school we go to every year. So I always give that example that there's one sun in the sky. There's one God. And by definition, God always existed, exists at present, and will continue to exist. But like the sun rays, the rays of the sun are simultaneous with the sun planet. You can't separate them. So in the same way, we also always existed. The difference is the sun ray is not as powerful as the sun planet. That is the difference. We are eternal. Always existed. In the Catholic religion that I was taught that the soul is created at such and such a day, and then from that point on, eternal. But in Bhagavad Gita, that's not what Krishna says. Krishna says, never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings. So we get a different perspective of eternality. We always existed. I very much like this concept, this oneness. There is oneness. Archita also explained yesterday to the students, Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, simultaneously one and different. So the oneness is, yes, God is eternal, always existed. We are also eternal, always existed. The difference is, He is the omnipotent sun, and we are just the little sun ray, pencil ray, sun ray. That is the difference. All the qualities are there to a minute degree. And Lord Chaitanya said, what is the function? What is the function of the soul? The function of the soul is to serve Krishna. And illusion is, I'm not the servant of Krishna. That's illusion. What Krishna consciousness means, to preach and declare and inform everyone, no. You are the eternal servant of Krishna. And this way we can go anywhere in the world, to anyone. Doesn't matter, black, white, green, red, young, old. We can say, in humility, with love, you are the eternal servant of Krishna. Hari Bol. Therefore, Dhruva, unchangeable. This is also explained in Bhagavad Gita, second chapter. The soul is unchangeable. There's only one kind of soul. There's different kinds of bodies, one kind of soul. Each soul has individuality. Each soul has personality. But only one kind of soul. Soul. Whereas in the material world, there's man, there's woman, Jewish bodies, Indian bodies, American bodies, Mexican bodies, all kinds of different bodies, but one kind of soul. Okay, thank you very much. Now allowing me to speak, Krishna consciousness. Any discussion? The microphone. Yes, Bhrigupati Dasa. Wait for the microphone so that the world can hear you.
Thank you. It's obvious to me that people in general are intelligent. Human beings are intelligent by nature. You know, we just have to look around us and we can see there's so many inventions that we're all taking advantage of, benefiting from, you know, electricity, cars, houses, planes, you name it. I mean, you know, the list goes on and on and on. So why not just use the same intelligence that that we're using to, you know, improve the quality of our lives, which our human society is apparently doing for so many years now, and just be like a bit of a blank slate and just kind of take things as they come and evaluate them and you know, and see what kind of understanding of life emerges from that. What's wrong with that?
We've been doing it for 5 billion years. Look what's happened. Or do you like the present state of affairs? Because that's what's been going on. Exactly what that's been the history. Are you happy?
Well, not quite, but I think with time it'll improve.
Really? Odds are against you. History is against you. But Krishna is so kind, he says, okay, if you like it here, you can stay here as long as you like. I'm not going to interfere with your free will. But not everybody agrees with you. In fact, Krishna's devotees are here to tell you that there's a better world. Really? I mean, there's something better than Iraq? Yes. There's something better than a war zone? Yes, it's called the spiritual world. What's the spiritual? That's why the devotees come. The devotees come to inform people that there is a better existence. Now, you always have the free will to stay as you like. But you said everybody's intelligent. I would change that. I would say everybody has some intelligence, but not everybody's intelligent. I would not agree with that statement. Everybody is intelligent. No. In fact, I would say most people are fools and rascals. Because we see, and people admit it, I knew I was doing the wrong thing, but I did it anyway. And our acharyas say that this world is simply a world of the cheaters and the cheated. So those who are being cheated, they're not so intelligent. They're less intelligent. And most people are being cheated. And we have seen that now in the United States of crooks. We have seen how the cheating has gone to an astronomical level. Stock market, banks, the cheating has gotten so thick. And the cheating is going on because that's what this world is all about. Cheaters and the cheated. So when you've had enough of being cheated, then come to us and we'll teach you about the perfect world. The world described in these paintings. The world of Krishna, where every step is a dance, where every word is a song, where everyone is blissful. I don't see too many blissful people in this world. I look at the faces of the people on the street and in the cars. I don't see blissful, shining, happy people. I see miserable people being cheated, and in many cases, ain't nothing they can do about it. They take it and take it and take it over and over and over again, and there's nothing they can do about it unless they come here and surrender to Srila Prabhupada. Yes, Archita Das? Was that all right, Sukadev Prabhu? Yes, Archita Das.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for a nice class, Prabhu. The main point of the verse and the point that you stressed was about designation. Question is how to find the right balance. Because if we actually accept that we're not these bodies, right, then why not just go whole hog on the spiritual side and just completely neglect the material side? So the question is how to find that balance. For instance, practically, we see all the time these questions arise about, and genuine questions, genuine concerns should be there about how one particular group is treated, let's say women or, you know, children or, you know, different racial considerations and stuff, even within our movement. So how much stress should be given to that? Even though we say, well, you know, I'm not this body, I'm not a woman, I'm really a spirit soul, I'm not black, I'm a spirit soul, whatever. But where to draw the line? You follow the gist of what I'm asking?
Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada has made the process so simple. Didn't we say yesterday in the high school and also in Mr. Macklin's class that we are the United Nations of the spiritual world? And I believe in Mr. Macklin's class, some of the students really liked that. Yes. So the material aspect will automatically be adjusted. The key to success, Trinadapi Sunichena Tarori Vasahishtuna, Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. And the very nature of the activities that Prabhupada has given us gets us off the bodily concept of life. That's the whole point of kirtan. The whole point of kirtan is to get off the bodily platform, put your hands in the air, and Hari Bol. Didn't we get, in both of those classes, didn't we get all the students to get out of the seat, right? Get their hands in the air. We taught them the Prabhupada step. Were they not chanting? And even Mr. Max said, he said, right, that during those moments, he saw, he said it, all the students were happy. And then I said, yes, we should do this in every one of the classes here. So the very nature of the activities of Krishna consciousness takes you off the bodily platform. The rule of thumb is, what is that? Make the yes best use of a bad bargain. So we don't deny the material world. Yukta Vairagya. Use it. But use it for Krishna. The nothing wrong with the material world. What's wrong is what it's being used for. Everybody, that's that word in the seventh chapter, Daryate. Two definitions are given there in the synonyms. Exploited or utilized. The same word. So, in the material world, without Krishna consciousness, everybody's exploiting. Again, cheaters and the cheated. The cheater is exploiting the cheated. So anyone who's not serving Krishna, he's a cheater and an exploiter. And anyone who's trying to serve Krishna by means of the material energy, he's utilizing. That's what Krishna wants us to do. He wants us to use his material energy for his purpose. In the Garden of Eden, God gave Adam and Eve, here's your garden, right? And they could do whatever they wanted. They could do. But when they fell into illusion, when they wanted to become equal to God, then kicked out of the garden. So this could be a garden of Eden, but we make it into Hele. And this temple, even Prabhupada said, make it a honey society. He warned us, make it a honey society. So it's up to us how we want to utilize it. And as far as the material aspects, and that's automatically taken care of. Material well-being automatically follows spiritual well-being. First canto purport. Yes?
Well, the example we have in Chaitanya Charitamrita is very, very instructive. Lord Chaitanya, when the Sankirtan movement was being impeded, he started at civil disobedience to correct that situation, to make it known that no one should impede Sankirtan. But when Haridas Thakur was impeded from going into Jagannath Puri temple or stuff like that, he didn't. He was God. He was right there. He could have done something. He could have started another movement against the Smartas and this and that, but he didn't. So the instruction to us is this, that when it comes to Lord Chaitanya's movement, go to war. Prabhupada even said that. If you have to be thrown in jail every time for going on Sankirtan, go out on Sankirtan. And when you're in jail, do the same thing that you do in the temple, chant Hare Krishna. But when it comes to stuff like not getting into Jagannath Puri temple or, you know, being impeded because you're in this group or that body or whatever, Prabhupada didn't make a big deal about that. As a matter of fact, his instruction was always, don't think you're that body. When Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj went to him and said that, you know, within your movement there is racism, Prabhupada said, why do you think of yourself as being a black person? So that's the instruction.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Nama, right? How you doing?